So I could almost see Coney Island 100 years ago during that interview. But to really bring it to life, here's writer Leslie Parry.
In its heyday, it was kind of the playground of America. This was before Disneyland, before theme parks. It gave people in the city a day's journey over into a wonderland. It was a chance for people to be kind of thrilled and frightened in a safe place, and was a place of a lot of sensory stimulation. Extraordinary circus acts and sideshows, giant theatricals, and animals the likes of which a lot of people in the city had not seen. Elephants and tigers, things we might take for granted today, but for many people it was their first experience with something so exotic. And also, it was affordable. You could take the ferry or the train over for the day. It provided people a seaside respite from the kind of drudgery, perhaps, of their workday lives.
Leslie Parry's debut novel about New York at the turn of the century includes a family of sideshow performers at Coney Island. It's called Church of Marvels.